You just need a barrel to get you to your next destination? I asked.
Right. All they need is a handout, Laura said. And once we dock with them, the weapons come out.
I sighed in an exaggerated show of exhaustion with her attitude.
Okay, I get it. You guys all have your doubts. Only one way to find out.
We approached the window at the front of the aging conoid ship.
They must have seen us, too, because a man, woman, and two bored-looking but scared teenagers waved at us with varying levels of enthusiasm. Oh, I heard Laura say, and figured that would be as close as I got to an admission of defeat.
Yeah, oh, I confirmed, and then fired up the comms again.
Ready your airlock, and we will deliver a barrel.
I turned to tell Alec to pull some fuel for them, but he was already pulling his straps free so he could do just that. And before I could even tell him to, Ned was activating the airlock bridge, the clanking and clunking sounds of the mechanisms activating, filling the buzzard.
I'll bring us in, Ned informed me,
taking over the ship's controls and piloting us around the side of the dead ship. As the two vessels pulled alongside one another, a voice crackled in, or two voices, as it were.
Thank you,
the teens said, obviously being instructed to do so by the woman I assumed to be their mother, since they all had similar facial features and nearly the exact same hairstyle, an awkward-looking blonde bowl cut. The ships were almost in contact, the magnets flipping into position to join the extending tunnels, and the world around us grew bright as three ships washed out of their gyre tubes and into the space behind the Turkey. The three vessels were long and narrow, with weapon emplacements at the front and rear, and two bulbous cockpits that looked like insect eyes at the front. Along the sides, black and yellow painted striations streaked the ships, completing the look.
Wasps,
Alec grunted from the doorway, having turned back when the new ships appeared.
What are wasps? Ned asked. And spare me the part where you say they are predatory insects of the Apocrita Order or some bullshit.
No one was going to say that, I told him.
Wasps are a pirate fleet, Laura explained. While there are independent operators like our friend Captain Conch, they are also more organized.
The Consortium should put a stop to piracy,
Ned observed with a sincerity that made him sound more naive than I knew him to be.
The Consortium should do a lot of things, Laura said, before our comms opened and the Wasp captain filled the screen.
This is our loot now,
the woman said, her face streaked with yellow and black stripes like war paint. She had a hard look and the tone of someone who was looking for a fight. But I didn't want to engage her if I could avoid it. Though I had no qualms about taking down a bunch of pirates who preyed on the weak, I had no interest in starting a firefight with a dead ship full of innocent people in between us. There's no loot here, just some people in need of assistance, I stated firmly, watching the pirate's face as I spoke. She didn't outright roll her eyes at me, but her brows pinched, and a pitying smirk crossed her face.
How about this?
She said, her words hissing out like a snake.
You just mosey along and let us answer this distress call. You don't have to think about this again, and you get to leave here with your hide.
I am Hunter Spears of the Conclave, and I was here first, I thundered into the comms, uninterested in this woman's threats anymore.
Leave here now, and live to see another day. Or stay, and I'll collect the open bounty on your pitiful ships. While I spoke, I communicated with Ned using a coded series of taps on the flight console, telling him to get ready to fly. I might have been talking a big game, but engaging with three enemy craft at once was, well, risky doesn't even begin to do it justice.
How about this?
She began again.
Leave here or I blow this loot to smithereens and then come for you.